I'm Tommy Gimler. It's New Year's Eve, which means you're probably hammered and sleeping with your cousin. And now that you've kicked her out and you're feeling pretty shitty about what you just did, you're
looking super hot.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you're still feeling kind of shitty about
ladies.
Yeah.
Or dudes.
Well, now that you're feeling really shitty about what you did, you're looking to listen to a couple of guys who you're going to just feel a lot better about yourself after you get done listening to.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys, welcome back. How was your Christmas? Murph, did you get everything you wanted?
I did. It was amazing.
Murph's still out of breath from opening those presents.
It sounded a little forced. It almost sounded like someone like walked past and threw a thumb in his ass. It was amazing. I swear to God. Okay, all right, I'm done.
I think all the video games that I wanted, that's all I really care about.
Guys, we have a really special treat, something we're going to do right now here. We're going to get my brother-in-law on the phone before we try tackling.
Is this our biggest
what
fan?
Are the top? Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. And it was actually amazing that he figured out how to download the podcast.
Unbelievable. He's the luckiest F I know.
I want to know how he first asked to marry your sister.
You want to know what?
I want to know how you asked Tommy if he could date your sister. Or his sister, excuse me. I want to know that story.
I think I was over at Tommy's house one time. And I saw his sister, and I thought she was pretty hot looking. So, I don't know, maybe a couple months later, I built up the courage to call up Tommy on New Year's Eve.
Do you want to stop real quick and let them know that that she looks exactly like me in the face?
Wait, what? That exists?
She's basically just me, except a foot shorter with huge tits.
Oh, boy. Now you just ruined it for me.
Now you just made it for me.
This is like the episode of Seinfeld where George is dating the chick who's like the female Jerry. So what happened then?
So then I built up enough courage. I called up my buddy Tommy on Christmas Eve and said, "Hey, do you mind if I take your sister out to a movie and dinner?" And you said yes. And there we go.
Well, yeah, I said that you could do it, and then what happened? How soon after you took my sister out to a movie did you get her in the sack?
Oh man, that's just between her and I. I can't disclose that information.
I think you could. I just don't think you're drinking tonight.
Not yet. Wait till tomorrow night at your parents' house.
All right, buddy. Is there anything else you want to say? To the guys?
There's nothing else I could say, man. There's nothing else I could say.
Hey, quick pop quiz here. Better sports movie, Caddyshack or Vision Quest?
Ooh, Vision Quest.
I told you he's a fucking idiot. But yeah. you just like the part where he's sniffing the panties in the movie, don't you? That's
dude, that movie, there are a lot of problems in that movie. Like, you can see microphones in a scene. Like, but the movie's fucking awesome.
I thought it was cool when he got up every morning and hit all his push-ups in the morning. But I
yeah, man. You wow. can't handle the shoot.
The top 16 sports movies. Hell, we've narrowed them down from 32 to 16. Caddyshack ultimately took down Vision Quest.
Fuck off.
Let's start narrowing it down, guys. The number one overall seed, Bull Durham, against the number 16 seed, Varsity Blues. It's the Dud's journey to find the greatest sports movie of all time. Murph, Bull Durham against Varsity Blues.
This is a really fun matchup.
It is, actually.
I really like both of these movies. I mean, Bull Durham at heart, you know, has everything I love. But, man, Varsity Blues, I thought about it a little more after our Friday Night Lights discussion, and I really quote that movie a lot. This is tough.
What's your favorite quote from Varsity Blues?
Oh, my God. I love the Miss Davis stuff when she's the stripper, the teacher. Will you go prom me, Miss Davis?
I like when he's like, I don't want your life.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then we say that all the time.
I love Johnny Mox's dad, who wants him to be like really good, and he doesn't care that he got into Brown University. He's like, we need to worry about Gilroy.
And then there's just, is that just something else about the South, too?
I don't think anyone believes him that Brown is a real college. Like a college called a color.
Either that, they're so racist. They're so racist. They're like, my son will never go to a brown university.
And we haven't even talked about the whipped cream bikini.
Oh, no. I wanted to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name? Allie?
Allie Larder.
Oh, yeah. What's she doing these days?
She was in Heroes.
Yeah, she was great in Heroes. Married some comedian from Chicago, actually. You guys know if you saw him. I don't know his name, but
the male erection, pitch in a tent, sport in a wood, the icicle of form, the march is on.
That
purple headed warrior,
purple-headed yogurt slinger, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
But no, John Voight is a million great lines about his district title. He doesn't really care about anything else. I love when he's at the pancake house and they're all like, the cops are talking about his boys are getting in trouble.
Kids these days?
You got a problem with my boys? And they're like, no.
So are you going with Varsity Blues on this one?
It's a lot closer than I thought, but I'm going to go Bull Durham.
Really?
Yeah. Hope you had fun.
Cause I was
hope last
go,
night was fun.
You know what? After all the shit I gave Varsity Blues during the Friday Night Lights argument last week, I'm going to go with Varsity Blues this week.
Blues over Bull Durham.
Just based on rewatchability alone. Like, I can watch a scene out of Varsity Blues, like, middle of the movie. Bull Durham, it's like I kind of got to watch the whole movie, you know? But Varsity Blues, I can just, like, click it on. Oh, yeah, this is fun. Got to go, you know?
I think Varsity Blues is the more quotable movie.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to Bull Durham, no movie
you
captures.
Bull Durham.
But I do and I don't. Like, I love Bull Durham. I think it's amazing. But if it comes down to it, I'm going to choose Major League over Bull Durham. I just think that Bull Durham, out of all of the movies that we have on here, no movie has captures the ins and outs and just like the little things about a sport like Bull Durham.
Yeah.
None of these movies on here. Like, you can't say, like, with The Karate Kid, even like, you know, Hoosiers maybe, right? But just fundamental basketball
and what it was like in Indiana at that time.
Yeah. I mean, you can make that argument about just a couple of these movies. But I would say that the best movie there is that captures what a sport is all about, just the things that everyone knows about, mm-hmm. and then the shit behind the scenes that only the most knowledgeable baseball fan would know, or someone who played the game would know. What? And that's why I'm going to take Bull Durham over Varsity Blues, although, oopty fucking oop. I don't know. That alone right there, that line should have won some kind of award.
I don't know. We did call the fattest kid on my football team Hoss, but because of this movie. So
okay.
All right.
But so I can see Bull Durham.
We've got Bull Durham taking down Varsity Blues in a close one, much closer than you would think that the number one would be over number 16. The number eight, now the new number eight seed, Slapshot, who took down Remember the Titans, taking on Karate Kid. Slapshot against Karate Kid. Murph.
I don't like Karate Kid. I'm one of the few people in the world who just really doesn't like it. There's a couple good messages in there, but I really love Slapshot, and I know I argued for Remember the Titans, but to me that was the toughest matchup.
Is this because
the more I had a couple days to think about it, Slapshot's going to win. It's more quotable in my life. Let's just put it that way.
Is it because your family hates Asians?
No,
you don't like karate?
Especially the Japanese.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
My dad jumps on the floor every time he sees Okinawa in August only because that's where Mr. Miyagi's from.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to go with Karate Kid over Slapshot here, and I love Slapshot. It's a good movie. But just based on the way Karate Kid influenced a generation, it came out 30 years ago, right?
Right.
We still fucking talk about it. Kids still watch it. It was remade because it was so good. The remake wasn't good, but it was remade only because it was awesome. It actually started a karate boom in this country. And, I mean, it's just an amazing movie. People still
Murph,
say
how many
wax
of your friends,
on,
how
wax
many,
off.
How many of your friends went to go do karate after they
just
saw Karate
me.
Kid? Kate, how many of your friends after they saw Karate Kid went to go do karate?
All of them. Look at that.
How many of your friends?
All of them.
All these people that you know. The guy in the Kansas City Chiefs. The
hey, man. Does anything hurt on you? Because I'm going to do this.
Oh.
I really you're did go to Okinawa.
You're saying that it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, Karate Kid over. I don't even remember what we're arguing against.
Slapshot, Karate Kid.
Yeah, Karate Kid.
I saw Slapshot for the first time last night. I thought it was just an unbelievably funny movie. But I have to go Karate Kid on this one, Murph.
That's okay.
I really do. I
yeah,
like
Murph.
You've been wrong before.
I really think when it comes down to it, maybe if I watch Slapshot a couple more times, like I'll have a change of heart if we ever do this again.
Or if you do karate, you'll hate it so much that you'll like Slapshot more.
Oh, man. I mean, Slapshot was just an amazingly funny
movie.
If you do
karate,
and there were tits,
he was so in tune.
There were tits in it, too, man. It was great. It was everything I love in a sports movie, but there was just something about Karate Kid.
The tit scene was so great. It was like an 80s tit scene where they just hung out there for like 7 minutes.
The whole
scene. They never even did a close-up.
Right. Closed.
When Paul Newman's
Elizabeth
just in bed with that
shoe,
that chick's wife who ends up being a dyke. That was outstanding.
Yeah.
When he's just sitting in bed with the chick who was actually a lesbian, and then he goes the next game and just keeps telling his...
And the girls drive by on the bus, and they hang their boobs out the side of the Charleston Chiefs bus. That's right up Tommy's alley.
I mean, it's great. I still have to go with the Karate Kid on this. I mean, just even all like the 80s montages throughout that whole scene through the tournament is just outstanding. The soundtrack's
the
outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Nothing's going to help.
Arguably top three montage songs.
Yes,
and then don't
it is.
Forget about fucking Peter Cetera in the sequel.
Almost
I'm
Paradise?
Sorry, I'm bringing the sequel. No, the I am the man who will fight for
is that the one with Joe Piscopo?
Honor.
Oh,
I'll
yeah, that's
the
a good one.
Hero that you're
you better knock it off or I'll change my vote to Slapshot. And that gets him quiet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving on to the next bracket. We've got the number 4 overall seed, which is Rocky.
Like
taking on the 13 seed,
armor.
The Natural. Murph, something you said last week that was very interesting is you thought that The Natural was one of the most overrated movies of all time. Why is that?
I did.
Just the fact that a guy could hit the ball 800 feet out of the stadium.
Yeah, and then, in the book, he gets, shot, and then he, he comes up, and he's bleeding from his side. I did, the Wonder Boy thing. We didn't mm-hmm. really get into that.
The bat.
Wonder Boy.
Anything where there's something that you used it again, cliche or not, growing up.
That was cool with the bat.
Bring out Wonder Boy.
Here's my thing, and we did not talk about this last week, but this is going to be I do like when a sports story is inspirational, and I feel like Rocky, very inspirational, probably even more so than The Natural, but the real-life story of Stallone making Rocky,
right?
Very inspirational. Stallone wrote Rocky. And
didn't he base it on a guy who actually existed?
Yeah, he based it on a guy who actually existed. That's a side note where the guy came onto the set of Rocky II or something. Was like, this is my fucking life, and they settled out of court and he got a huge amount of money. Anyway, Stallone made Rocky. It was the hottest script in town, and everybody wanted to make this movie. And they were like, we'll buy this, we'll buy this, we'll buy this. And Stallone was like, cool, but I'm gonna star. And they were like, oh no. Because you're nobody.
We can't have a guy that
ironically,
has a palsy
Robert
of his face.
Redford, no joke, was supposed to be him.
They wanted
he's
anybody.
It's The Natural.
Wow.
They wanted anybody to star in this movie. And Stallone was like, no fucking way. This is my movie. Finally, they were like, all right, we're going to offer you $1 million. And he is bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
He has no money. And when this movie came out, $1 million is like $15 million today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he was like, no. And they're like, okay, we'll give you $25,000. You can star in it. After a while, and he's like, all right. Made his career.
Would he qualify? Without a doubt. Would he
same
qualify
thing
as
the Jonas Brothers tried to buy Boner in church?
Yeah, they did.
And turned him down.
That's a classic. I cannot let him ruin it.
Just give another 10 years. Boner in church, number one.
The would it qualify if we do the top, 16 or top 32 movies with retards in them? Does this qualify as one? Rocky. Does that palsy on the side of his face, does that qualify him as one?
Maybe Rocky V. Because he had
shit
brain damage.
He slows down a bit, yeah. Rocky V. Rocky V.
Or would that be... Yeah, Rocky V. Right, so he fought the Russian. And then.
So what are we doing here, Murph? You're going Rocky or The Natural?
I'm going Rocky.
I'm going Rocky.
You know, I loved The Natural growing up as a kid. This is why I'm going to take Rocky. Even though I, jokingly took semi.
Do you
want to
save it for the next round? Because Murph and I already picked it.
Fine, I'll take Rocky. I'll move on. You guys are assholes.
Words: Vision Quest.
I wanted to actually say something that meant something.
I'm saving
for
the next round.
That's your shitty story
save
that you read
round.
on Reddit. I read
everything on Reddit.
It's unbelievable. All right.
Side note: I don't understand Reddit. I don't,
Rocky
I don't get
Rocky
it.
Will
I don't
take on the winner
works.
Of
I don't
Hoosiers,
get Reddit.
Hoosiers and Tin Cup. Hoosiers, the number 5 seed, against the number 12 seed, Tin Cup. Hoosiers or Tin Cup? I'm telling you right now, this This, I think, is the hardest one to choose from.
Really? This, I feel, is so easy.
I think Hoosiers is one of those movies. Like, Hoosiers is one of those movies where I'll actually, if I watch it, I'll cry.
Hoosiers is excellent.
Like, at the end of the movie.
Excellent, excellent, excellent movie every single time. 100% excellent.
But Tin Cup is so goddamn funny. And it gets down to the point where when Kevin Costner is shooting at that green, and he's like, ball, give me the ball. Like, everybody has been there. Every golfer that steps out on the course, it says that it's 250 yards to clear the water. And you're like, God, if I just get a hold of this one and clear the water, I'm going to have it up on the green or, you know, like over, and I'm just going to look like the man, and I'm going to be able to win this hole, right? Much less, what was it, the U.S. Open that they were playing? So I think everyone's been in those shoes.
I
got
to watch this movie again, but...
I have to go with Hoosiers. You just have to, right?
Bring up a good point about the Tin Cup, because no matter how many times you see it, it's one of those moments in movies where you know what's going to happen, and you're still going, don't do it, because he has a chance to have the lowest score in the history of the U.S. Open if he just does the smart layup play, but that's just not who he is.
Yeah.
And every time he asks for a ball from his caddy, you're like, oh, he's going to clear it this time, and he doesn't. I've seen the movie 20 times. Mm-hmm. And every time he hits it, you're like, oh, I think this one's going to make it over. I think it's a hard choice, not quite as hard as you think it is. Hoosiers for me is gonna take this one.
Hoosiers, all right. So Ostroff, I don't even want to hear it because there's two of us that have already chosen Hoosiers. So you
I
don't
already
even
said
have to
Hoosiers,
it.
So that was three.
Oh, okay.
Vision Quest.
Moving over to the next bracket, we've got the Major League bracket. Major League, the number 3 seed taking on the number 14 seed, Miracle. Murph, I want to hear you talk about this one because you said this was actually going to be a hard choice for you.
This is painful. It's that hard.
I don't understand why.
I know you don't, but you also don't like Field of Dreams. You think it's a horrible movie.
That's why this Major League's just going to run through this bracket.
Although I'm probably going to lose this one, I'm going to pick Miracle in this one, actually. I talked a lot about it before, but I mean, like, not only historical accuracy, but I just love the idea they didn't use any big name actors besides Kurt Russell, who is kind of shocking that he did this movie. I don't love Kurt Russell, but anyways.
But that actually goes in goes
I don't love
in
Kurt Russell Backdraft. That's about it.
Escape from New York.
Captain Ron.
Wait,
you should have won an Oscar for Captain Ron.
Actually, Overboard's pretty underrated.
Big Trouble in Little
Overboard?
China.
Overboard.
Big Trouble in Little China.
But
that,
I also
right?
like the whole
it's
like
the, shit.
The Boston
it's the ish man.
The Boston guys and the Minnesota guys who genuinely hate each other.
Yeah.
That shit's awesome, and they get into it at the
what's
beginning.
Like
and
then, Ruziani? Or what's
yeah, and then like the one guy hurts his leg, and he still puts him on the roster, and he comes in and makes a big play, although they embellish quite a bit about that.
What, in a movie?
yeah, so I know I'm going to lose, but I'm going to pick Miracle.
Ostroff, what do you think about that? Major League against Miracle.
I'm going to pick... Wait, is it Major League against Miracle or Field of Dreams?
No, it's Major League against Miracle. If it was Miracle against Field of Dreams, this would be 3-0 Miracle over Field of Dreams.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to pick Major League in this one.
Why do you like Major League more than Miracle?
It's so enjoyable. No, I like it. This
you just have a thing for Charlie Sheen. You want to be Charlie Sheen, don't you?
Oh, I'd love to be Charlie Sheen. Is that the IHOP? We ordered
this
IHOP.
Is the food. Yeah, the food's arriving.
Food's here. Yeah, dog's excited. No, I'm going to choose Major League in this, and it's going to go against the point I made last week. I feel like Major League is a great original story. It's a great sports movie. It's the Cleveland Indians, and at that time, they hadn't even gone to, like, the ALCS, which is what they've done, you know, with, like, David Justice and shit or whatever. Or was that the Braves? I don't know.
No.
Anyways, yeah, David Justice was on that team.
Was on
right?
the Braves, and
yeah.
then eventually the Indians.
Omar Vizquel. There we go. The Indians are looking good again, but they're like this small market team. And this was before like small market, big market like really made a difference as it does today. It still did, but whatever. Anyways, I feel like it's just an original story. It's very funny. And I think Miracle is one of those movies that wrote itself.
Mm-hmm.
And just
to where you honestly, I don't think you had to see the movie Miracle. Like
you can just watch the Al Michaels replay.
Right, you could just watch the game
with that weird
ice
in Lake
right
Placid
there.
And just be like,
oh,
really?
Why not?
No, I mean, how many have you seen it? What did you say, once?
Miracle? I never saw it. I didn't think
that wasn't even the finals, right?
Like, I saw the game. I saw the replay of the game. So I'm just saying that's it. Major League over Miracle.
Yeah.
Murph?
Poor choice.
Parting words? I mean, your last words on the Miracle? We're never going to talk about it again.
I understood that this was going to happen. It was inevitable, but I don't like
it. What, like you thought Miracle was going to win the whole thing?
I'll tell you what. I thought it should have been in the Final Four, but
really?
I knew it would never make it.
I'll tell you what you've done. You've actually, like, I think I'll go watch Miracle now because I trust your opinion. I trust your opinion that it's good that you think it's that good that it would beat Major League. I'm just saying.
But it's never going to – you could watch it 10 times. It's never going to beat Major League to you, and I understand why. I love Major League. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's a poor matchup for Miracle to have to face them this early.
Well, maybe you should have showed up last week when I asked you to show up for the seating.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you? I wasn't asked.
No, I didn't ask. I was going to see if he was like, fuck it. All right. Also in the same Major League bracket, we've got Field of Dreams against A League of Their Own.
Two of Tommy's favorites.
Oh, just a side note here. My wife thought A League of Their Own, out of all 32 movies that we started with, was the greatest movie, sports movie of all time. Greatest sports movie of all time.
Could we get her saying what?
Kate, come on over. Can you tell us why you thought A League of Their Own was the greatest sports movie of all time? Here she comes. I don't think she's wearing a bra. Here we go.
I just think it's the best because I can watch it over and over and over again.
So you can't watch Caddyshack over and over again, or Rudy over and over again, or Major League, or Rocky? Or
Vision Quest?
No. No, I really like A League of Their Own.
But why can you watch it over and over again? What do you what's so
I love
fun
Tom
about?
Hanks.
Yep.
And I think I've seen it so many times I can quote half of the movie.
How'd you feel about Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna's relationship in the movie?
Buddies?
Good buddies?
Good buddies.
Yeah. Did you maybe want to be a Georgia Peach or whatever the hell they were? Rockford Peach.
Rockford Peach, yep. Or Racine Bell.
Well, I actually am terrified of baseballs flying at my face, so I probably couldn't do any of it. I could
Davis
eat Betty Spaghetti, maybe, and cook some spaghetti.
Spaghetti Betty? Betty Spaghetti? Betty Spaghetti, yeah.
I could be on the
that was a tough story. Didn't her husband die, Betty Spaghetti, in the movie?
Yeah, thankfully.
And
yeah,
did
thankfully
she have
it wasn't Gina
fat
Davis's.
Kid in, or was
no,
that?
That was that blonde chick, the one that was crying. Evelyn.
Oh. No crying in baseball.
Yeah, there's no crying in baseball. Mm. So I think the fact that we're talking about it just automatically moves it on to the next round over Field of Dreams, right? Are we good?
You hate Field of Dreams, man.
Let me tell you why I hate Field of Dreams.
Yeah, I really want to know.
Listen, Field of Dreams, what it did.
Thank you, Kate.
Yep. Get yourself something to drink, sweetheart. Field of Dreams, all it was a fantasy. It was a fantasy. I think we talked about this. It really have anything to do with baseball that much. All it was about a dad or a guy who was so whatever chicken shit as a kid to not have a relationship with his dad that it was like given to him like, hey, your dad is dead, but now he can come back and you can play catch with him. Here,
yeah, well, you, when you look at it that way, it has
alive.
Nothing to do with
no,
baseball.
And I don't really
but
even
so
think
so
it's
much
a sports
to
movie,
baseball.
To be honest with you. I don't think so. I don't really think it is.
Well, even with the whole Shoeless Joe Jackson stuff where they talked about
yeah, but
the
he's just
what,
sort
it,
of
1908
like a,
White Sox.
He's just sort of like a messenger in the movie.
He went to Fenway Park in the movie.
No, not Shoeless Joe. Shoeless Joe didn't go.
Kevin Costner, but
Kevin
still
Costner
the same
did,
fucking
yeah.
movie, right? Yeah.
Well, now here, now if you would have told me that Shoeless Joe Jackson was able to escape the Iowa cornfield and go to Fenway Park, now you're really talking to fantasy. But I'm just saying Field of Dreams is just one of those movies, and I think when I was a kid, I saw like a either read a Wayne's World book or saw them talk about this as well, and that really like engraved in my mind as well. Like, what the fuck is that about? Guys are coming out of a cornfield, and a guy can watch him play, but it's only if you believe. It's very Christian to me, right?
Like, okay,
the shit doesn't exist for real, but if you believe. It's out there, man. It's
can you
out
make
there.
Another parallel to a movie that's sort of made up that you really like, though?
That, like, only, like, hey, the guy's in Major League. Everyone could see him out there. Everyone that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
it's just
it's
such a
end.
Fucking
the people
fantasy
came.
That.
The people came. You saw their headlights.
To me, Major League and Bull Durham are more about baseball, whereas you'd be able to lump Field of Dreams into something like the Never Ending Story, that category.
Or Karate Kid.
Well, the Karate Kid was
a bigger
karate.
Message. Yeah, but it has a bigger message. The Field of Dreams message is for all those people who wanted to say one more thing to a loved one and never got a chance to do it.
Mm, that's
yeah,
a good
but
message.
They used an iconic thing like baseball to do that,
which is great.
Yeah, but I feel it definitely
was.
Which
is why
it's so
great.
Much, it was so baseball.
But like
heavy.
Playing catch with your dad is such a cool little. It's yeah. a cool thing that you know.
Why didn't he play catch with his dad?
He
Who
did
knows?
At the end. He did
no,
at the end.
But no, he did at the end, but why not?
Because he was. It was one of those things where he was a hippie. You know, at that
yeah.
point, I think it had a lot to do with the 60s,
Yeah, but
too,
when he
that.
Was a little kid, maybe his dad was playing baseball major or whatever sort of.
He was playing
he was
sort
good.
Of
yeah, he was.
He was
yeah.
just wasn't there.
But what ultimately brought them together?
Was baseball.
Baseball.
There you go, man.
And the fact that he built
that was
a
their through line. But he realized while he was alive that baseball was the thing that brought him together. I mean, his dad loved baseball, and he loved baseball, too. It was deep in his heart. He had to build a fucking baseball field in the middle of his cornfield during the harvest to figure that out.
I'll take Jimmy Dugan over Shoeless Joe Jackson here in this one.
Okay, I don't know that that's the competition, but I'm going to go with Field of Dreams.
I'm going to go with Field of Dreams also.
You guys are cocksuckers.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, you're cut off. I needed
cut
you
off
on this
what?
One.
Vision Quest?
No, this whatever
well, who
this
does
is.
Field of Dreams
what did you
have
put
next?
In there? Pepsi? No more Pepsi
Major
for
League.
You.
Tommy's worried
yeah.
about his baby
yeah,
here.
Tommy,
God
relax.
Fucking damn it. Kate, I'm sorry. Nobody likes your movie.
Not true, Kate.
It
I
was
like
just
it.
The matchup, man. I do like it, though. It was good.
Field of Dreams.
Who doesn't like Dottie? yeah. Dottie Henson.
Dottie Henson, yeah. Oh, doctor.
She lets her sister win. yeah.
Yes, here we go. Does. Into the Caddyshack bracket. We've got Caddyshack, the number 2 seed, against the number 15 seed, The Fighter. Which, you know, we were talking about what is the worst movie maybe out of these 16. I'm going to talk about maybe The Fighter being... I really enjoyed The Fighter, but I think it would be number 16 out of all these movies.
What was the one that
I think
I
15 is maybe seated a little too high.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was probably. Good.
I mean,
right?
It's a great movie, but yeah, it's...
It was a Best Picture nominee, and it won Best Supporting Actor like 3 years ago.
So did Caddyshack, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
yeah, these movies, I don't think they could be much different.
Right. If
you really think about one based on a true story and like, you know, Caddyshack being a mess that turned out to be hilarious based on some improv scenes pretty much.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I like Caddyshack too, to be honest
no,
with you.
No, you didn't.
With that was the one with Rodney Dangerfield. Or was that
no,
Jackie Mason?
That's the first
I know
one.
Jackie
is
Mason's.
That the
first
no,
one?
Oh,
one.
Jackie
Jack,
Mason was
terrible.
Jackie
Mason's
it's
daughter.
Awful.
I know Jackie Mason's
my favorite
daughter,
part of
Sheba.
Caddyshack. Then sorry, I got it confused for a second. Yeah, I know Sheba. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's cool. Yeah. When he goes into the Rodney Dangerfield, who, if I ever get caught in these pants, somebody kill me. And then the guy's wearing it goes, you look good though.
you're not doing it justice.
I've oh no, I'm terrible at that.
Somebody give him the mute button from around the horn.
Hey man. I did a girl.
If you got
dad
a hat like this,
always do a Rodney
I think you should
Field
stick to Vision Quest.
About
quotes.
As good as that one. you can't handle the shoot, Murph.
Is that really a line for the movie?
Fuck yeah, it's a line.
I'll Murph. Tell you what, Christian Bale
you
really
can't
did.
The
I'm gonna
shoot.
I'm gonna lend you
like
this
you
movie
can't
so
handle
hard.
The truth is based on Vision Quest from A Few Good Men.
You know what? It goddamn well should be.
You should
I don't
argue
think so.
That. You might,
Yeah.
Is
Murph,
Christian,
I'm going to make you watch this movie so hard.
Is Christian Bale's character in The Fighter like one of the most uncomfortable characters of all time? Like he does such a good
terrible
job.
Terrible when he takes the fucking birthday
but he's
cake.
Really
and
he's,
likable,
like, he's like my Uncle Mike. Like that's I watch him. I'm like, oh my God. It's
yeah, but
my
even in the
uncle.
Darkest
scenes. Is that the mentally retarded uncle that they left on the side of the road?
No. Okay. My Uncle David was the one that has like a little bit of retardation. I got a lot of uncles. Okay. There were 10 kids in my dad's family. Uncle David was the one that one time he said they were driving down the hill and then
they kicked him out the car door. Your grandma didn't notice.
And they didn't notice like a couple miles. And they're like, where's your brother David?
Such a Lonnie move.
Oh, that is.
Who's Lonnie, your dad?
No, my make-believe kid.
So, I'm so confused.
Lonnie, where's Jack?
I don't know.
No more confusion. Caddyshack or The Fighter? I'm going Caddyshack.
Yeah, Caddyshack.
But I thought The Fighter really was a good movie. Maybe time will tell on that one. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back and watch it again. But
I'm
I really
with Coach Carter on this one.
Coach Carter.
It doesn't matter.
No, you know which one I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Finding Forrester.
You're the man now, dog.
Yeah. He turns his socks inside out because that's the way they go.
What was it? What was the character's name? The black kid. When he comes in at the end, that's the line from Finding Forrester, and I never saw Finding Forrester.
You're the man now, dog.
That was it. You're the man now, dog. That was the one line from Sean Connery that was in like the trailer that was played over and over and over
again. It was a good line. It was a good line.
Well,
Murph, what are you going with on this one?
No, Caddyshack? You already went Caddyshack. That's why you're finding Forrester, Coach Carter. Like, your Coach Carter vote meant just as much as it would have been if you would have chosen the fighter. All right. Yeah. Final Sweet 16 game, Rudy against Jerry Maguire.
Ooh.
Murph?
I'm probably going to lose this one, too, but I'm going to go Jerry Maguire on this because I don't like Rudy either.
Is it because of your hatred for Notre Dame or no?
No, I don't hate Notre Dame. I just, it was beat into us so much. And like,
I don't like Notre Dame. I don't like Notre Dame.
I don't know why I don't like it so much. I got to give it a shot. Everyone loves it. I think that's part of why I don't like it is because everyone else loves it.
You what, just Rudy? Don't like the fact that Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau met in this movie.
I don't know one person who doesn't like Rudy.
I don't think they met at this movie. I thought they met in Swingers and then...
No.
They met in this movie Swingers. And then made Swingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Young Vince Vaughn, young Jon Favreau.
Well, I'll tell you what else isn't Favreau true. It's the story about Rudy. When I talked to Joe Montana about this a couple years ago...
Joe Montana? Yeah.
No. Joe Montana, the real guy.
I got an autograph picture of Joe Montana.
He said it's all bullshit. So, again, it's another movie production company getting
a
hold of...
Was he on a team or something?
Montana, yeah.
And he said none of it happened?
He just said it. A lot of it's bullshit.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, the fact that he made the team is there, but like a lot of the other shit is bullshit.
Can you guys see a parallel? He didn't get a sack with 0.2 seconds left in the only game that
he
played
didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do, so he's out there on the field. Hands are up in the air. I don't know what to do. So all of a sudden, no one else on the other team knows
what
to do.
Wait, was Rock
in it? We shouldn't block
the smallest
guy on the team.
Was Rock from the TV show Rock, the maintenance man?
Yeah, and that's what made the movie for me.
Can you argue that and Remember the Titans should be in the
same... You're 5 foot nothing!
The same category?
Correct.
100 and nothing.
Disney kind of bullshit.
I agree. I
yeah,
agree.
I
and that's why I'm going
Maguire
with Jerry
the whole
Maguire.
Way. Like, I don't know why you thought
are
no
we
one
all,
would agree.
Are all the shoes Jerry Maguire?
Hey, I think we should all high five at the same time. Yeah.
Hey! Kate, show your tits.
And I'm free!
Wow.
We're all going Jerry Maguire. The quote that you were talking about is you're 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. You have barely a speck of athletic ability, and you hung in there with the best college football players in the land for 2 years.
You got to say it with a lot more fucking pizzazz.
No, I can't. I'm not Rock. That's one impression I don't do.
Rock.
What should we do that? Erie, why don't you try that as Rock? Why don't you read the quote?
Oh, I'm not good enough.
Can you do it as
you're
Rock?
5 foot nothing.
No.
100 and nothing.
I don't quote movies I don't like.
Oof. Murph. All right, let's move
on. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now.
I think part of the whole Hobbit thing is in my head, too, every time I look at Sean Astin. Although he's really funny in 50 First Dates.
Goonies.
Yeah. Part of an ensemble.
Goonies. Yeah, he's also with Josh Brolin.
Moneyball would have beat Rudy, too.
Oh, yeah, he was in Love Actually. Mm. Thanks, Kate. Yeah, he was in a little part in Love Actually.
All right, here we go, guys. Elite Eight. Bull Durham, Karate Kid. Murph, start us off.
Don't even go to me. Come on. This isn't even close.
What you got, Meat?
I think you got to go you and Andy on this because Andy made some good points. I think you liked the movie a little bit.
I love Karate Kid, man. I quote that movie all the fucking time.
I like it, but when even at this point, when you start thinking about like
I'm just
as big
this.
Of a part of karate
this
is
the whole time that Karate Kid is just like if you just go on how iconic
Karate
that
Kid
movie
is
was.
The Tiger Woods of karate.
Yeah, Karate Kid just brought karate to a whole new generation. I mean, that movie was such a phenomenon when it came out. Bull Durham, great, critically acclaimed,
but
whatever.
For you,
Karate
though,
Kid.
That would be a great impression
a
if you could figure out.
Phenomenon.
If you could word for word do the Mr. Miyagi impression when he's hammered and like going over like the night when his wife, when he got the note.
Danielson.
And he would just say, he just starts going off. That would be an amazing impression.
Men who catch flying chopstick.
So let me ask you this question.
You kind of fly in a chopstick.
If you were like, let's say you had a 6-year-old nephew and you watched it with him and he's trying to teach him the whole point of the wax on patience thing. What would you explain that to a kid who's like, I don't know what's happening?
Wax on, wax off wasn't about patience.
You don't think so?
No, because he shows him later that it was about getting the move into his muscle memory. Remember, afterwards he attacks him? He does the
but,
hey,
well,
yeah,
I think,
yeah, but doesn't he
I
want him to teach
thing,
him like
the
real
thing
karate
was,
right
he
away?
Does, yeah, the whole thing
he
was
does,
patience.
But wax on, wax off, paint the fence, sand the floor were all defense moves.
Nowadays, okay. You can never do that movie without a kid stopping to take his ADD pills.
Yeah. Nowadays, you can never do that movie with someone accusing Mr. Miyagi of sexually molesting that boy. Right. But
They did?
Or like, you know, how many times, if you did it nowadays, would he be like, wax on, wax off, and the guy's like, you're just checking his cell phone for shit like that. You could never do that movie nowadays. Yeah.
Huh. But, I mean, it was about patience.
Maybe
it was
if
about all
Will
that stuff,
Smith's kid was in it, you could do it.
No, that's fucking terrible.
Will Smith's kid believes in a religion that doesn't really exist.
And what's so crazy is that some asshole at a studio greenlighted that project. We're going to redo the Karate Kid with Will Smith's kid.
LaRusso Daniels. Best part is it's so believable. It's so believable.
Are we going Bull Durham over Karate Kid?
I'm going Karate Kid over Bull Durham.
You're incorrect on that, buddy. Right. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'm incorrect, just not what you guys are choosing.
Let's ask my wife. Kate, if you had a choice to watch Bull Durham or Karate Kid, which one would you choose?
Great. Oh, she chose Karate Kid.
Well, that should put you in your place, and you should understand. Kate, now can you get me a beer, please? Thank you. I made you part of the show. The least you could do is like be part of the show for real and get me a beer, right? God damn it.
Karate Kid.
All right, so we've got Bull Durham, the first Final Four movie. Next, this is going to be a tough one. Rocky against Hoosiers, gentlemen.
I know what I'm going to pick.
I'm going to say this about Rocky. Granted, I had semi-pro beating Rocky in the first round. It was the Skip Bayless. It was the Skip Bayless.
Oh, Skip Bayless, because he's fucking wrong all the time?
Correct. That was my goal, to get this thing kick-started.
If I was Stephen A. Smith, I would just yell at you right now.
That is absurd.
That's an abomination.
What I will say about Rocky is, think about all the movies before that. In any sports movie, I guarantee, I actually don't guarantee because I didn't see all the sports movies before Rocky, but the fact that he lost, like, you know, you have this movie, like so many sports movies, even that like Slapshot, they win.
He lost in a draw.
You know what other movie they lost in?
Right,
Friday Night
saying, like,
Lights.
You know, he wasn't like the new champion of the world,
which is I think what made it good.
Correct, right. And that's what made it so amazing.
Well, Hoosiers, I mean, the whole through line in Rocky
is based on a true story.
The whole through line in Rocky is that Rocky just doesn't want to be a bum anymore. That's all he wants to do is prove that he's not a bum.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
did.
What he does. Yeah, that's what he does.
Given that, I really do respect Rocky for that, but I've never cried in Rocky. I've cried watching Hoosiers, and if I watch it again tonight, especially after one more glass of Oban, I would probably cry again.
Really?
Watching it. Yeah. I really
Hoosiers is awesome.
I just really, I mean, you're really just so caught up. They do such a great job. Maybe it's the music they put behind it and just the way it's put together.
Something about those kids coming together in that town where it's just like there's so much struggle. And then also like the Gene Hackman character has to come back from, what was his big controversy? Like he was running away from something. He found this little fucking small
town.
Didn't
he hit a kid?
Yeah, he hit
a kid. And then he had to run away from that. And then he goes to this town.
No more, dude.
And like all
no
those
more.
Kids quit the team. And then he gets Jimmy Chitwood to get back on the team. And like, Hoosiers is just excellent. I have to choose Hoosiers in this one. Like I love Rocky, but Hoosiers, man. Hoosiers.
Murph, were you going to take Hoosiers?
I wasn't. Only, I mean, this is tight. This is like 51-49. But I would have picked Rocky based on if I was... had to choose, and I'd do this all the time. If I was like stuck sick for 3 days and I couldn't move, what movie would I rather watch? What would I bring with? I'd rather watch Rocky.
Oh, really?
I feel like
in that same scenario, I would choose Hoosiers just because it's more.
That's good.
I think it's more.
I think if
drunk
it,
Dennis Hopper further. Versus
so
drunk
if it was
Burt
like
Young,
if it was like the last your last day on Earth, and you had Rocky or Hoosiers to choose from, you would choose Rocky.
Burgess Meredith.
I would choose Rocky, and I love Hoosiers, but I'd choose Rocky.
I would go online and watch porn.
Would you?
Yeah, over.
I didn't know that was a choice.
Well, you got to think outside of the box, man. Hey, could you grab me a beer while you're over there, Ostroff? Here we go. Moving over. Caddyshack against Jerry Maguire, a trip to the Final Four on the line.
The greatest part about the Caddyshack bracket is every movie it's been matched up again, it's so different.
Right. Yet it's still...
The silly wrestling movie and then the...
Fuck you.
The fighter and now Jerry Maguire. Yeah, it's going to win again, man. It's going to win again.
It really is. But Jerry Maguire, I think it's almost still too new for people. Can you grab me a beer while you're in there? Yeah, all the way at bottom shelf. There you go, buddy.
I think a lot of people just don't like Tom Cruise.
I thought he was great in that movie.
No, I know, but I think a lot of people don't like him, and that's why that happens.
But I think, like, as it goes on, I mean, Caddyshack's an old movie, and when Caddyshack first came out,
that's my mic.
When Caddyshack first came out, like, people didn't like it either. They thought it was stupid.
Yeah,
and it eventually stood the test of time. Now you get out on a golf course, and everybody's quoting Caddyshack.
Yeah, but now you're talking 18 years with Jerry Maguire. If it hasn't caught on like that by now, by 1998, Caddyshack was being quoted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Jerry Maguire's also
it's still quoted. Like, show me the money.
Show me the money.
Nowhere near Caddyshack.
No one? Hey, Murph, you complete me.
I guarantee that if you asked a chick what is the better movie, Jerry Maguire or Caddyshack, they would say Jerry Maguire. Kate, Jerry Maguire or Caddyshack?
Well, look.
Yeah.
In terms of a movie.
Yeah, but that's just Jerry Maguire.
It's a better movie. Like, in terms of structure and plot. Yeah, but right.
Definitely.
Caddyshack is way funnier.
Right.
Hey, did you guys know the human head weighs 8 pounds? Is it 13 pounds? What did Jonathan Lipnicki say?
I can't believe
pounds?
You know that fucking name. So we know you're.
I don't know Lipnicki.
Jesus Christ.
He's the man. I'm voting Jerry Maguire.
It doesn't matter what you vote because we're both going
Caddyshack.
And
Caddyshack's different because it's not. Caddyshack is a very non-traditional sports movie. I feel like Caddyshack is just goofball comedy with sports in the background. I'm not saying that I don't like Caddyshack. I'm just saying it's sports in the background of Caddyshack. Like, Caddyshack could have taken place at a hospital. Right, Kate? Caddyshack could have taken place at a hospital. Could have been called Nurse Shack.
I don't think she understands. All right. Major League Field of Dreams, gentlemen. We got Bull Durham, Hoosiers, and Caddyshack in the Final Four. It's either going to be Major League or Field of Dreams. I don't even think we need to talk about what I think about it.
Andy, what are you going to pick on this?
I'm going to pick Major League.
Why?
Thanks, buddy.
For Tommy?
Just for Tommy.
Just for Tommy.
No, I mean, I don't know. I've been thinking about this. And the amount of times in my life that I have said hats for bats, keep bats warm.
That's true. That's a good point.
Could probably just win this fucking bracket for me.
I honestly think when you look at this,
and I honestly,
like look at our final four
Charlie
right now
Sheen
at this
haircut.
Point.
I wanted those triangles in the back of my head.
Look at our final four. Bull Durham, Caddyshack, Hoosiers, Major League, right?
Wait, Major League's not there yet, Tommy.
It is. We both voted for it.
Oh, okay.
So Murph,
were you
doesn't matter
vote
what
for
Murph says.
No, I'm just going to go home, I guess.
No. What was your I want to hear your reason. You could swing me.
No, I'm not going to swing you.
But what was it?
Major League's great. I think Field of Dreams had a nice run. I would actually pick Miracle over Major League.
Wow.
You have such a hard-on for Miracle.
So you would have picked Miracle over Field
Miracle
of Dreams.
Miracle would be
then.
In my Final Four. It would actually be in the championship game.
Which, really? even at that point, if you put Miracle, and this is why Field of
you
Dreams.
You know what would have won for me? Vision Quest. Fucks.
I think I heard you say that.
But I think Bull Durham, Caddyshack, Hoosiers, Major League, they all at least, they're about the sport. Field of Dreams is not about the sport. It's not.
Okay.
It's about.
Let me tell you guys a story. My brother lived in Washington, D.C., right? His house got broken into.
So he burned it down and built a ball diamond where it was?
Three things got stolen.
And then more black guys
Three
came
things
and
got
fucking
stolen.
Ripped it off?
One, his beard trimmer. Two,
his autographed Timothy Busfield
his
picture.
VCR. And three, Vision Quest.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dead serious. It was on VHS. I had to find it on DVD at the fucking Burlington Mall.
5 days later, Andy Ostroff was arrested for ransacking his brother's apartment.
But I had a sweet, sweet
Andy's
VCR.
Part of the hot mess next week.
Unbelievable. All right, guys, final
Sony.
Four. Bull Durham against Hoosiers. Caddyshack against Major League. Let's start with it. Bull Durham, Hoosiers. Which one is the better movie?
Should I go on this one? I'm just going to say Hoosiers.
Why do you like Hoosiers over Bull Durham?
He was bad at baseball as a kid.
I was better at basketball, true. Yeah. I did. I was good at baseball until those kids started throwing too fast. And I couldn't hit the ball anymore. That scene where he goes to the gym in the state championship game, and he's like, how far is it from the rim to the floor? He's like, 10 feet. He's like, how far is it from this to this? And he's like, this is the same as our fucking farmhouse
right.
gym. And it's like,
and are there
the
like other movies? And even from there, like, are there coaches that have seen that and then
done the same
that.
Thing? Absolutely.
Like it was so fucking original, right?
Absolutely. There are coaches that do that. And if I had a coach that did that, I probably would have laughed at them. But
there's
seeing the movie, of course.
But see, this thing that they is one of the main things for Very Loosely Based is pretty sad. But they say since it was based in 54.
The coach was really gay?
No. One of the Indiana residents came out and said, like, all Southern Hoosiers laughed at the movie because the movie depicts blacks playing basketball and sitting in the stands in Jasper. We all agreed no blacks were permitted until probably the 60s.
That's just fucked up Indiana.
Yeah,
that's
that actually
should make the movie better.
Right.
No, but like
that lifts the movie higher, in my opinion.
You know, for when it was made, like, I could see them doing that in the last 15 years, trying to make it more PC.
But that's the only thing? Everything else was...
Well, I don't know if that's the only thing, but that was like a big thing that people... But that's like some hillbilly shit. Those are some people saying
some
that.
Some huge hillbilly
that's,
shit.
That's some hillbilly shit where you're surprised that someone actually knew how to use a computer to make that comment.
That's
surprised that person's still alive to give that quote.
The rest of it is seems like it's more locations and scores and people's names, but it was still based on the real thing.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. What do you think then after that? Bull Durham? Hoosiers.
Hoosiers on me.
Bull Durham for me.
It comes down to my vote. I think we should try to call Tyshawn Phillips on this one. The former Yahoo Movies expert. We'll see if he actually answers.
I bet you he's never seen Bull Durham.
I have my vote.
Has he seen Hoosiers?
Oh, yeah. He's a basketball guy.
I have my vote. What I'm going to go forward with if Tyshawn doesn't answer.
Well, I could do some overtime in this game. Right
at now. The very worst, we're at least giving him a plug for his voice on this. You got to listen to his voicemail if it goes there.
Tyshawn, Factor Fudge. The pile.
We have to turn around, Rose.
One time my mom thought she forgot her phone at home during vacation.
Oh, Tyshawn here. Welcome to the air, buddy. Thanks a lot for tuning in.
It feels complete now.
He might be in the middle of nowhere, Arizona. And can you hear us, Tyshawn?
I can hear you.
Yeah, Tyshawn.
Very good. Tyshawn, we have a very important question for you. Bull Durham or Hoosiers? We're in the final four now of the Dud's journey to figure out the greatest sports movie of all time. We've got Bull Durham, Hoosiers in the final four. Why don't you try and sway us?
Have we gone over Jaws as the greatest fishing movie of all time?
Tyshawn with the zingers.
Oh, we missed you here, buddy. We could have used those all day, all day. Instead, we had to, like, you know.
We've been talking about the Vulcan Bowl for the last four.
Jaws beat Celtic Pride in the final eight.
We didn't get Celtic Pride in there.
Yeah,
over the top. We forgot that movie.
It would have been number one in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
What about Quicksilver starring Kevin Bacon?
You're totally misinterpreting the question. We asked you whether or not Bull Durham or Hoosiers was a better movie here in the Final Four.
Better sports movie.
I would say that both are all-time greats. I'd have to go by a personal preference, the one that touched me the most, Hoosiers, the powerful performance by Dennis Hopper.
How many? You told me one time that 80% of your family was alcoholics. Is that true?
That 80% of what?
Of your family were category four alcoholics. Is that correct?
Category four.
I think that's a low percentage. I probably lowballed it.
So now we just want to give our listeners some basis on why you would think that, you know, Dennis Hopper was so good.
Why Dennis Hopper was so good?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was so damn drunk. I mean, that's fantastic. He was drunk in real life. Drunk
his son was good, too.
He played it perfectly. To his beat. Plus, he had that one great play, if I recall, that really won the game.
The annexation of Puerto Rico.
You know, Andy Ostroff cares so much right now about your input that he just brought up three old dudes.
Lemon Party.
Fucking with each other. Lemon Party. lemonparty.tumblr.com. We highly recommend that you don't go to it. Murph will show you what you're missing here today, buddy. We just hope you have a great new year. Thanks a lot for calling in. We think your input was dynamite.
I think I'm losing you. I think it's just an asshole. I don't know. I'm losing you.
Yeah, well, enjoy that the picture of three guys sucking each other's cocks. Thanks, buddy.
You know about Lemon Party?
It's very interesting that Tishon said that about Hoosiers, because I'm actually going to go with Hoosiers here over Bull Durham. Hoosiers is the better sports movie over Bull Durham. Gentlemen, the finals. The Duds' journey to find the greatest sports movie of all time. We've got Hoosiers against Caddyshack. No football movies, no baseball movies. We've got basketball against golf.
For the record, I had Hoosiers versus Vision Quest, which lost to Caddyshack in the first round on this bracket.
So if you would have been in like a Yahoo Pick'em or something like that, you'd be doing really well now.
I'd be Bull Durham versus Miracle.
Wow, you had Miracle all the way to the finals.
Yeah,
you really loved that
movie.
Great movie.
I would have had Bull Durham, Caddyshack, Major League, and Rocky. I would have went all number one.
My final four was Karate Kid, Hoosiers, Vision Quest, and Field of Dreams.
I think it is kind of funny that these two movies are completely different, like where Hoosiers is like a true movie, and Caddyshack is what it is.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to tell you that Hoosiers.
That's the beauty of the Daily Upper Decker podcast.
Why Hoosiers is the greatest sports movie of all time. When you pair it up, especially when you pair it up against Caddyshack, and that Caddyshack, like, and it's the same argument that you were just making. Hoosiers is so emotional and so it really touches every part of the game, and there are maybe
it's
like
your
a
kindergarten
couple
cop.
Kind
it's,
of like a sports game.
Yeah.
Do you disagree? You don't?
No, I can.
If you had Hoosiers over Caddyshack, would you choose Hoosiers?
I don't know.
It's kind of like the Red Sox being down 0-3 against the Yankees in the 2004 playoffs. I cry at the end.
Murph never saw Hoosiers against Caddyshack coming.
I didn't see it coming. I got blindsided.
Ostrov, what are you taking? Hoosiers or Caddyshack?
I'm taking Hoosiers. I mean, I had Hoosiers against Vision Quest in the final before, but I mean, Hoosiers is. Murph is frustrated. That is the sound.
No, I'm not. I'm confused.
Murph's confused. It's the sound of me being
great
frustrated.
Movies.
Murph hates movies.
No, great movies, I said. They're great movies.
They are good movies. I'm just sports movie though, I gotta go with Hoosiers.
I'm gonna stick to my earlier theory of being locked in a room and say Caddyshack. I would watch that if I had to pick one of the two movies to watch that evening, I would watch Caddyshack.
I don't
Were you locked in a room for one evening?
One evening with 104 degree fever.
Well, I think at that point, once you throw in like 104 degrees,
but in
fever,
that same thing, I would choose Hoosiers over Caddyshack in that scenario. Which is fine.
Which
I mean,
fine.
Different taste.
But I think all of us, like if you think about it, like you're looking at like, oh my God, if I was just so sick, or I just had some time to just finally sit and relax based on all of our schedules, like none of us are watching Bull Durham, none of us are watching Hoosiers, none of us are watching Major League, none of us are watching Caddyshack.
We're all watching Vision Quest, right?
No, we're all going to watch some porn.
Oh, I would watch Vision Quest.
Next Christmas, can we do the...
You would rather watch Vision Quest than two chicks scissoring each other? Or
how
like,
much time do I have? Because two chicks scissoring each other is going to be like 7 minutes.
Well, sometimes the plot and like what it takes for those two chicks to scissor each other...
Definitely Vision Quest.
Really?
What? You just talked about the plot in a movie about two chicks scissoring each other. I'm going to watch Vision Quest.
You and I have, well, maybe.
You talked about the plot, Tommy.
Now I kind of feel bad
if
that
you
I
were
chose
like, you
Caddyshack
have...
over Vision Quest. I didn't know it meant that much to
Well,
us.
No, you were like, if you were like, you have 5 minutes to watch a movie, I'd be like, oh, yeah, two chicks scissoring. But you're like, oh, you have all night, and you got to get into the plot of this movie of two chicks scissoring each other. I'm going to choose Vision Quest.
All right, so maybe before we choose the champion here. Let's look at it that way. Murph, if you had a chance to choose 5 minutes of Hoosiers, 5 minutes of like the best 5 minutes of Hoosiers,
Caddyshack.
The best 5 minutes of Caddyshack,
I think in that
or
respect,
the best 5 minutes
of
two chicks going to town on each other.
I see that doesn't, you know, seen it. You know, I don't know.
Well, that's sort of
so
like,
so at
it's
this
also
point
not
then,
a sports movie.
So Vicious, I agree.
Hoosiers
but,
is slower than Caddyshack in fact of over the span of 5 minutes. You can watch the best 5 minutes.
I don't know if
Caddyshack.
That's a fair argument.
Yeah, that's a weird argument.
What I was going to request is, can we do best 32 chick flicks next year?
Ooh.
And you cannot have seen the movie more than
once. I think we should
once.
Have a worst movies bracket.
Katie like, makes the bracket.
Worst watchable movies bracket.
But I think then at that point we almost have to, have a couple of girls on the microphone.
We're
going to
videotape ourselves.
Oh man, I don't want any girls here. I like
it. How many of them have Julia Roberts in them?
What about shitty sports movies?
Who's
like
the most
Summer Catch didn't make this movie list.
Barely.
No Holds Barred didn't make this movie list.
Oh, that's a shit.
Oh,
movie.
Boy. That would have. I think it was like
that's
48.
That's insulting to wrestling, even.
Well.
The wall. Wait.
Gentlemen.
Benchwarmers didn't make this movie list.
Gentlemen, and on the East Coast, believe it or not, we just helped bring in the new year by talking about the greatest sports movies of all time. It's 4 minutes. Yeah. No, no. It's four. It's 4 minutes away. The new year's 4 minutes away. But it's actually a testament, if you think, to old movies that with all the sports movies that, like, with how big sports have become in our, you know, in our generation, especially, like, in the last 5-10 years, that look at all of the movies, the greatest sports movies. Look in the Final Four. Bull Durham was what? 80 what?
No. 80s?
Yeah, oh, for sure. 80-something. Caddyshack, 70-something. Major League, 89. Hoosiers, 80-something.
Vision Quest, definitely in the 80s, too.
Yeah, for sure. But it really is, and that's what I think.
Wait,
you can't go wrong with any of those
list?
Four
Raging
movies.
Raging Bull?
I also want to thank you for not putting that shitty movie with Henry Rowan Gardner in here. That Cubs movie where he was the
Rookie
amazing
of the Year?
I fucking hate that movie.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.